The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
We can't start the show yet.
Why?
Because we have to remind them about the viewing party.
Oh, that's right. It's the viewing party, and it starts tomorrow at what time?
Thanksgiving morning.
Thanksgiving? I know Thanksgiving morning. At 9 a.m.?
Right.
9 a.m., the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade viewing party online. Where do they go if they want to check in on that?
Well, they're already at the website. Just click the details here at MikeOMaraShow.com. Remember, turn on NBC and turn down the volume.
We'll be making snarky comments about parade commentators and parade floats.
Remember last year when Willard killed a guy?
Yeah, that's right. With a knife.
The following program is brought to you by Moore Broadcasting. For more information, visit us at MooreBroadcasting.com.
Thanksgiving Day.
That was very important to Rob Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I burned it to a disc.
What is traditionally the heaviest travel day of the year, not to be confused with Friday, which is traditionally the heaviest shopping day of the year.
Theoretically.
But it's not, because it's really not. We had a story that it's not.
And
it's
don't
not.
Be confused with next Monday, which is Internet Black Monday.
But you know what? Mm. Here's an audible. Yeah. And in the little pre-show thing we're going to do today, it's time to play once again.
Mm.
Name that tune. Get out your sound effects, boys.
Right, everybody grab a sound effect.
Name that tune.
Let's go. We're going to play Name That Tune with Rob Spiewak.
I know. I'm the quiz master. One to mark.
I knew I wanted to do it. We're going to do it. I'm so excited about
now,
this.
Now, I hope this doesn't, as you'll pardon the expression, I hope this doesn't queer the deal. But right. We're going to play this when we do our drinking show, too.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to do it again because I like it so
just
much.
Just a taste
All
here.
Right, let's go around the room. This is Mike.
This is Oscar.
I'm Buzz.
I have no mic.
All right, I may regret this.
This
there
is
it is.
Mark.
That's Mark.
All right, now remember, what's the most important rule about Mike O'Mara show name?
When you
tune?
Hit your sound effect, you must say your name.
Thank you.
Got it.
All right.
Buzz. Like that.
Oscar.
But why so quiet?
Mark.
Mike.
It's excitement.
All right, very good.
$6,000.
Now we're excited.
We're playing for $6,000.
That's
it's another edition of Stand Up Guy, Name That Tune.
Very exciting.
And here is our first record.
Uh-huh. Jesus.
Mike. In the summertime?
No, not Mungo Jerry. I'm sorry.
Buzz. Brewer and Shipley, One Toke Over the Line.
Yes, Buzz gets the pod record.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Woo. Give Buzz a dinger, Mark.
Sure thing.
Very good. All right, next song, please.
All right.
This, I love Name That Tune with Rob's incredibly vast iPod.
It could be anything in there.
Vast, horrible, same thing.
Big hit this summer.
Oh, I slept through the summer.
Oscar.
Yes.
Brad Paisley.
I'll give it to you. It's Blake Shelton, but they're all the same to me.
Well, that's
but
I, well, he, no,
but he still
it
needs
him.
The name of the record.
Honeycomb.
Half credit.
Oh.
What's the name of the song?
Honeybee.
Honeybee.
It's actually crossed over. It was a pop hit as well.
Do you know, I fancied myself for a long time. Oh,
I still fancy you.
I wanted to be a country singer.
Really?
Like this kind of country. Well, I got a little honeybee. Hey, hi, hi, hi. All right, thank you. That's it. All right, let's play another one.
All right, here we go.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm
Mike's ready.
Happy day before Thanksgiving, everybody.
That's right. Enjoy.
Don't you eat too much bird.
Oh.
All right, here we go.
If it would play. Here we go.
Sorry.
I know this.
Oh.
Say
Wild
your
thing.
Name.
Mike, Wild Thing.
No, not the Trogs. I think 1983.
Doodly,
Oscar. Pat Benatar.
It is not Ben Patatar.
Okay.
No idea.
Don't know here.
Not God, yet. I know this song. I played it a million times on the radio.
Oh, familiar. Oh.
Anybody?
Someone's yelling into their iPod.
I
right
know
now.
They're screaming at us right now. What
from
is it?
From the album Love Stinks.
Ah.
It's from the album Freeze Frame. Love Stinks by J. Giles Band.
Jesus. You know how many times I played this on the radio?
Yeah,
four.
How many?
Ridiculous. Should have known that. God damn it, Michael. Here we go.
Surprised you didn't know
headbutt.
That.
Headbutt. There we go. All right.
All right.
What's
couple
up
more.
Next? Oh. Oh, I know the song.
Oh! Mark's excited.
Mark. Depeche Mode?
No.
Now, why are you being so cruel to him?
Because he got really excited for
I
this
did.
One. He went, oh.
I know it.
Anyway.
The Cure?
Who
Say
are
your
you?
Name.
Who are you?
Oscar.
Yes, it is The Cure. The song?
I don't know.
Yeah, give it
oh,
to
no,
him.
No, no, no. Oscar.
Yes.
Take Me Home Tonight?
No.
No, that's
no.
Eddie Money.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what's the song title? Come on.
Just Like Heaven.
Oh, that's right.
That's good. I love this.
Yeah, I
it's
hate-
like, when we play this game with Rob, it's so much fun because the songs are tough.
And yes, they are.
All right, ready? Let's go again.
Say
Mike,
your name.
Mike. Hey! You didn't give me a chance because you were yelling, say your name. I love the nightlife.
Yes.
I love the boogie.
I love the nightlife. I believe the actual title on the 45 was I Love the Nightlife, parenthesis, disco round.
And the artist?
Buzz.
Buzz knows the artist?
Gloria Gaynor?
I'm sorry.
Oh. Thelma Houston?
No, I'm sorry. Oh, sorry. Correct answer we're looking for? Anybody? Mm. Alicia Bridges.
Oh, damn it. Damn it.
No wonder we didn't get that.
Steve's daughter. All right. Here we go.
Alicia Soberoff. For some reason, the left channel is gone, so I will skip it.
That's I don't know what is that.
Hungry
song?
By Paul Revere
yeah,
and the Raiders.
I would have gotten.
I'm
eventually.
Sorry that the left channel is somehow gone. We need to look at the board. It's monoed. It shouldn't be that way.
Okay. Blues Brothers.
Say your name,
Mike. Yes. Blues Brothers.
Yes. First of all, that's not an acceptable answer. And
Rubber
second,
Biscuit.
He needs a Vicodin. Yes, Rubber Biscuit.
Rubber Biscuit, thank you. Can you play that one? That's a good one. Let's hear that one again. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, here are the Blues Brothers on the Mike O'Barra Show. Take it away, boys.
I think that's the first one.
Here we go.
Yeah, it is.
A little louder.
Oscar, wake up.
Do that again.
Bow, bow, bow. Yeah, that's it. You guys got to work on that board because that music sounds weird and it really does. All right, we got time for two more.
Okay, have you ever heard the original Rubber Biscuit?
No.
I'll play it during today's program.
Very good.
By the Chips.
And Rubber Biscuit, kind of Thanksgiving-y.
Yeah.
Mike.
Wow.
Sister Christian.
That is right.
Wow, good job.
But by who? Or should I say whom?
Let it
roll.
Play some more of it.
Sister Christian. Mm-hmm. I don't know the artist. Damn it. I'm a moron.
Anybody?
I don't know the artist.
God damn it.
It's somebody white.
It is someone very white.
You know, as bad as I am, I'm in a room full of people that don't know.
And not a one-hit wonder, me. I don't believe. Yes.
Kiss.
No. Answer we're looking for there?
Kiss is funny.
Night Ranger.
Night Ranger. Horrible name for a band. That's why I blocked.
Why didn't they come right to mind?
Mike.
Wow.
Unskinny Bop.
Bye.
It's
Def Leppard.
No, I'm sorry.
No, wait. No. Poison.
That's right. The French call them fish. It's Poison.
Poison. Thank you. Let's do two more.
Two more.
Hey, I like this. Let me talk this one up, everybody. Okay. Wednesday before Thanksgiving, number 23, 2011. Michael Barry Show is on the air and everywhere. Hope you're looking forward to your turkey day. Remember, don't overindulge. All things in moderation, including moderation. Here's your Thanksgiving Day weather forecast. Looks like it's going to be kind of nice. 60 degree, the high temperature. Temperatures are going to be in the mid-60s all weekend long. Get outside and enjoy your Thanksgiving Day weekend from the Mike O'Barra Show.
Yeah.
There's one thing you forgot.
What?
Tammy's up on stage next.
All right, got time for two more, and then we're done. I could do this all day.
Well, that you're full of sugar now.
I know. I'm very excited. Yes. Don't tell people that. Mike O'Mara, Gladys Knight and the Pips,
yes.
And that is Midnight Train to Georgia. Yes,
that is exactly right.
Wow. Thank you very much. I'm on a roll now.
You're the only one with points.
Yeah, let's
forgot
stop
to
the
say
game.
My name. No, that's not true. I got the first one.
Oh, okay.
One more.
Got
one more.
And Shipley, that's right.
One more.
Should have gotten that.
Mike, listen to what the man said. Paul McCartney and Wings?
It's technically Wings, but we'll take Paul McCartney and Wings.
Well, you should.
Wings and the man said.
You said it.
Listen to what the man said. Quite my incredible role.
Wow.
Let's do two more.
Gonna two more our way into third.
Let's go to Hollywood casinos.
I'm obsessing right now. I'm getting all sevens. Mike O'Mara.
Yes. Oh,
no. Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
And eighth grade recital. No. Let's listen. This is Rob Spiewak.
Partial credit. I'm the high voice.
Rob Spiewak. When the twilight is gone. Rob Spiewak.
And Brad and Tab. You come into my
heart. What the F
it's
is
a
this?
Huge number one hit. You'll know it when we get past the intro.
He's a crap.
Yeah.
I didn't say
anybody
it was
know?
Good. I said it was a huge
no
hit.
Idea.
No.
You should definitely know it after we get to this part.
I don't like songs in black and white.
Is it? I agree.
It's not Elvis. Is
hold
it?
On. No, stop no. it. Stop the music. Anybody weighing in?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, my love.
No. I'm sorry. Not Unchained Melody.
But that sounded great.
It's a cold yeah, open
it
song.
Is. It yeah. is The Platters with My Prayer. My prayer.
Oh, really?
So much different.
Oh.
That was great.
Listen, I didn't do the charts, okay?
You did, what year was that?
1955, probably.
Okay,
55
yes,
or
I'm
six.
Sorry. 4 years before I was born.
Well, I'm not at fault for you being born at the wrong time.
Do you have right. any doo-wop in that thing?
Do you have
you're
a
hearing it now.
Way to shut your mouth.
Hey, come, hey, what's wrong with
yeah,
you?
Don't be
it's
mean.
The day before Thanksgiving.
You can't insult his music.
Face. When I yell at him like yeah. that, he gets a look at his face. He's a kid in
school. Don't insult the music charts.
All right, one more.
One more.
Yeah,
one
we
more.
Can't go out on that.
Rob holds in his hand the final song.
I do hold in my hand the final song.
Yeah. Have you heard
about the love? I'll cut it there.
Yes.
Ooh.
I don't know. I know it. I played it.
Yeah, who did?
Yeah.
Some losers.
RJ,
oh,
wants,
RJ
to weigh
wants to
in.
Weigh in.
Kansas?
No, I'm turning RJ's mic off.
What?
And moving to another time. That was the Little River Band,
yeah.
The Lonesome
Loser.
I love their turnpike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me guess. One more.
Yeah, one more.
Okay.
One more. What's the matter? Why? You picking
no,
on me for that?
No,
hey.
Not at all.
All right, here we go.
We just don't want to end there.
This I think it. Two more.
Come on. One more.
We'll never get this.
Come on.
Come on.
Oscar.
Yes.
The theme song from MASH.
That is not the Suicide of Painless.
No.
Great song, though.
What is it?
The Snake by Al Wilson.
Who knows that?
What's that?
Nothing.
It no, sounds like Lou Rawls. One more.
It does. Two more.
One more.
What, just one more.
Here we go.
Only three one more. More song.
Cat
oh,
Stevens.
Oh!
Peace Train.
You didn't say your name.
Mike O'Mara.
Oh,
what?
So
judges?
Yeah. Thank you. And one more.
He got it.
It's actually Yusef.
Even though he didn't.
Yusef Mustafa.
We go by what's written on the label.
Uh-huh. Yusef.
Don't you know the rules
I
by
saw him
now?
Live.
Yeah. Wish I'd seen him dead.
Secret agent man.
Close, but another number one hit. When we kiss, my
heart's on fire. Mike O'Mara.
Mike O'Mara.
Frankie Lane.
No, I'm sorry.
It's Elvis.
It is Elvis.
Elvis. Don't know the song.
I don't know. Burning with
a strange desire. Spanish Eyes.
No, I think it might have the same melody as Spanish Eyes, though. Custom lyrics. But it's all about to become a fait accompli as Elvis sings to you, Surrender. Darling,
please surrender. Yeah, big hit yeah. for Elvis. All
number
right.
one.
All right. One more, and then we're
just
out of here.
Only one more, though.
That's it. Buzz Burbank.
Jethro Tull, Aqualung.
That is correct.
And that's it. Start the music, for Christ's sake.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
All right, fellow babies, and now it's time to go to our live remote man on the scene at the Pinedale Shopping Mall for the big WKRP turkey giveaway. So, take it away, Les Nessman.
This is Les Nessman, your man on the scene here at the Pinedale Shopping Center, where the excitement is mounting.
I'm here with hundreds of people who have gathered to witness what has been described as perhaps the greatest turkey event in Thanksgiving Day history. All we know for sure is that in a very few moments, there are going to be a lot of happy people out here. Now, the crowd is... The crowd is curious, but well-behaved. And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area, and oh yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter, and it's coming this way.
A helicopter.
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner, and it says Happy Thanksgiving from W.
K.
ladies and gentlemen. What a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air. Second, and a third. There's no parachutes yet.
Skydivers. I can't tell just yet what they are, but... Oh, my God, they're talking! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes! Johnny just went through the windshield of a parked car! Johnny, this is terrible.
My brothers running around pushing each other? Oh, my goodness! Oh, the humanity! Oh, people are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives. I think I'm going to step inside. I can't stay out here and watch this any longer. No, I can't go in there.
Children are searching for their mothers, and not since the Hindenburg tragedy has there been anything like this. I don't know how much longer I can hold my position here, Johnny. The crowd...
Les, are you there? Les isn't there. Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Les. For those of you who just tuned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkeys. Film at 11.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Gobble, gobble, enjoyed around the world in 148 countries from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. This is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Wednesday, November 23rd, 2011, the day before Thanksgiving, and we are over 10 million downloads and still growing. Our show today brought to you by Mangrates.
Yeah.
The Mangrates Grill Enhancement System is a slam dunk holiday gift for any griller.
Sure,
a Mangrate, 8 pounds of 100% made in America cast iron. They seal in the juices and give steakhouse grill marks. And now they come with the world's best grill brush.
I'm glad you brought that up, Mike, because now that I'm on Weight Not, I can't eat the turkey skin.
Right.
And the grill brush is great for getting all the skin off the turkey.
Sloughs it right off.
Or a human body.
It's good stuff. And it bears the logo of the Mike O'Mara Show as well. Mangrates, just $19.99 each, plus shipping and handling. Get your Mangrates right here. I got your Mangrates.
Oh, that ain't a Mangrate.
Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And we thank you. Well, it is traditionally the heaviest travel day of the year.
That's why it took me so long to get here.
Lots of people on the highways, and for those of you that are struggling to make it through,
struggling.
I wish you a safe trip,
raining up and
so
down
that
the
you
East
can,
Coast,
so that you can not just get to the bosom of your family, but you can get to the aureola, the nipple itself,
all the good parts.
You
the
can
entire,
suckle and just enjoy
all the white meat.
Your holiday as much as possible,
and the dark meat.
Thank you so very much. Yes, it's a giddy holiday time. On the program today, who's traveling and where? Why do I feel so manipulated? Everyone's family is dysfunctional, and this holiday is better if you're younger. And let me start with
really?
That.
Yeah.
I really believe that Thanksgiving is a younger person's holiday.
No.
And not kiddies.
Oh.
I'm talking about when I was 18 and I was away at school.
Really?
Thanksgiving Wednesday was party time.
Oh, and it's still a traditional. If you go to a bar tonight.
And you could go grab hold of those POAs that you left behind.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. That was a special time.
However,
coming home for me at Thanksgiving when I was in college was the best holiday.
It is the best holiday, but also you say it's a young person's holiday.
Yes.
If you think that young people also skew towards Christmas because of the gifts.
Well, the kids do.
Even at that age, as I've grown older, I've grown to like Thanksgiving more.
Me too.
Because it's more about family and less about the hassle of getting all the stuff done for Christmas.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? You have a more normal family environment than I do. I got another one. I play with my ex-wife very relaxed as far as holidays. You know why?
Nice.
Because really, and the give and take that I have with my ex is that you know, if it was ever, and the reason I do is because whenever I have the holiday where I just, I need to have my kids,
right,
sure, I'll be able
right.
to get them. I'll be able to use that computer chip. But right now, uh-huh. you know, when they have that, I let them go and go for Thanksgiving. So I don't have a lot of traditional Thanksgivings, uh-huh. and I don't travel anymore
right.
because I will not go up and see.
You're too old.
It just sucks.
That's the bad knee.
It's just terrible. Yeah. It's not because I'm too old. What were you going to say, Santana?
I'm just saying I agree with you because while it's not a tradition anymore, I think if you are
Mike
in
O'Mara.
Your 20s and you're coming back or you're coming back into town, you don't have to be coming back from college.
Right.
You're coming back to your it's old home
it's,
week.
It really is. It's, yeah. it's the first time you've really been away mm-hmm. for a chunk of time. And
yes.
I remember it as the greatest time
because yeah,
you come Wednesday night, baby. You go in and you see your friends from high school and it is
yeah,
off.
If you go to you're a right. coffee shop.
Yeah.
You're going to see all your friends.
You're right, free yeah. from your family obligations, so you're free, but
yes.
you're also you're free from having to do anything. You don't have any
right.
responsibilities. You don't have to prepare
that's
a Thanksgiving meal.
That's true, because at 18 and 19,
right.
you're not even cooking
right,
anything.
Right.
Exactly.
One of the most epic blackouts was on
you,
Thanksgiving
sure?
Eve.
The one in New York City.
No, the one I blacked out in the Bank of America on Route 1 in College Park.
I just blacked out.
Oh,
nice.
Oh,
well, it might be more of a brownout.
Oh,
there was
a
group of bushes outside, right on the corner of Route 1 and I think Knox Ave at University of Maryland. I went to see all my friends there because that's where we were all going. And I blacked out on the grass and I woke up, I want to say 6 hours later, shivering, covered in leaves. And I stumbled straight to the Wawa and got a steak and cheese and walked home.
Oh, you know, I just remember the, what was it called? Oh, come on, come on. I want to pull the name
Maggie's.
Of the bar. No, the place
Maggie's.
I went to.
The Tombs.
Sign of the Whale.
Not the Black Dog Tavern. It was not the Black Dog Tavern.
Labrador Retriever.
Oh, it was Glenlochan. Glenlochan Mall.
Ah.
And I don't remember the name of the bar,
man,
but that's
I
where we
what,
all... That's
malls
where,
have the best bars.
Cocktails and Dreams.
We had... it was great going home. And look, I don't mind Thanksgiving now. You know, holidays when one goes through a divorce.
Oh.
Forever change. But I am telling you that this Thanksgiving, I am going to be happy, happy, joy, joy, man. And I am going to be Mr. Happy for Thanksgiving.
Not to bring down the room.
Yes,
no,
here
go
we
ahead.
Go.
Go ahead.
You've been married 3 times.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
This is the final time, clearly.
I really am trying to make that possible.
Well, legally, he can't.
I'm really trying to make that happen. I'm really trying to make sure
there's not many pieces of the pie left to give out.
There really aren't. You know what?
It's mostly crust, isn't
That's
it?
That's one of the...
Almost out of pie.
Don't listen to him.
We're almost out of pie.
What was the saddest? What was the saddest holiday post-divorce? And what was it like?
Oh God! Wow! No, you
Happy
don't want to bring down the room.
Now hold on to the.
Misery loves company, Mike.
Holidays. Aren't the same when you go through a lot of stuff like this.
Okay.
But wasn't there...
They're just not the same.
I don't
want to
prompt you.
It's not like fairy tale puppy dog tales like your life is, where everything is, you know, sweetness.
Yeah.
F him. I'm insanely jealous. Insanely jealous because it's so...
It's insane.
No, but he's lived his whole life in one town.
Yes.
He's never left. You've never left.
Vienna.
You've never left.
Ashburn, Loudoun County.
It's a 30-mile radius.
But you're the product of a broken home. So you've had your bumps anyway.
That's
so
right.
That's cool.
Look at me.
I know. But you have
this
never.
This face is scarred with tragedy.
Oh, by the way.
You've never left home. You've
bombshell.
Never left home.
Happy Thanksgiving, Rob. Katie is engaged.
Oh, my God. We
well,
forgot
you
to
know
talk
what?
About
we
that on yesterday's
We should congratulate
show.
Her. And I knew it actually before you did because Dan asked for her hand.
And Rob said.
I said it was okay for now.
Yeah. Rob, do you feel in some small way that your ultimate go-to fallback plan is now gone?
I feel,
off the market.
I feel sorry that she has chosen to settle.
Oh, my God. That is but a coworker of mine, a friend.
Settle down.
How is Dan doing? How is Dan's mood?
Dan's great.
How would one know?
Precisely.
How really would one be able to tell?
Well, you know what happens?
Because now that he's a family member, we can tee off on the
air. Well, the thing is at School Machine Inc., where Oscar works, every day at noon they take lunch, and one of the tasks is you have to hold a mirror under Dan's nose just to make sure.
See if he's breathing.
That's right. Pretty funny.
Dan is a good guy, and Dan has been very supportive of this show.
Yes,
and we like Dan, and congratulations to Katie and to Dan, and I'm sorry for you.
Well, congratulations, Katie.
I wrote back when he texted me and told me, I wrote back. I said Rob's gonna kill himself.
No, I do. To be perfectly honest, I thought it was sort of disappointing for Katie is when she wrote that she was gonna get married. There was about 20 posts under it. Half of them were congratulations, and equally half of them is this is gonna kill Rob. Right. And I really felt bad. I didn't want to take the joy out of her announcement.
Still single for now.
Katie will be joining us. Buzz. Katie will be joining us at our Jimmy's appearance, where we're gonna do December 3rd. That's a Saturday night. What time are we gonna be there?
7 p.m.
We're gonna be at Jimmy's for Marioki.
That's right. And, it's the Mary that makes it great.
It's our 10 million download holiday Marioki.
Two-year anniversary.
Katie and Dan engagement party show.
Right.
Hold it. Just hold it.
Well, she's going to be there.
I know she's.
And he's going to be there. And we're going to celebrate.
Is he
going to
be there?
He loves to come to
Jimmy's.
Don't
you think it might be nice if he watched the cars? We don't want anything to happen to the automobiles.
I think our good buddy Angie Goff is going to show up,
That's cool.
That's great.
She's close by. We'll invite her.
Maybe Dan can hang with her.
Don't be bitter.
Never.
You should be happy for that.
But listen, we are up on a break here. I want to take a break. And when
the joy that you took in telling me that, like I didn't know.
I'm sorry.
How dare you on Thanksgiving.
Mister, I don't want to bring down the room.
This holiday of all holidays.
Some of the negative thoughts on Thanksgiving. Jesus Christ. Let me get to this commercial break. Why do I feel so manipulated and everybody's family is dysfunctional? We'll do that when we come back.
Okay. When we...
And again, no left channel.
You know what? Make sure the song doesn't come in on time, but God, we get that jingle. That 50 f***ing jingle. Welcome back to MichaelBearShow.com. And I don't know what's happening with the show right now.
It's Thanksgiving.
Only great things.
Our second segment is brought to you by Weight Not.
Yes.
Now, you know what? You might say to yourself, hey, it's Thanksgiving. I don't want to talk about losing weight. But you know what? The day after, am I right with this?
Yes, you are.
The day after Thanksgiving, you're going to want to get back on that Weight Not bandwagon. Mm-hmm. And right now, we are still celebrating RJ's weight loss of over 100 pounds. Sit down, RJ.
All right.
Get $100. You stand like a 90-year-old lady would stand in the grocery store. Get $100
off with your crutch.
Any of Weight Not's three packages. 855-WEIGHT-NOT, 855-934-4486, weightnot.com. Check them out. Thank you very much. So anyway.
Now is the time.
We are very, very excited about the fact that RJ has lost all this weight.
Yes.
And you can get $100 off your Weight Not package. Mm-hmm. I think that is a deal, and that is a deal you should take advantage
of. That's
true. I feel manipulated at this time of year simply because watching television, you can't help it. It is just so – I really think that we are, as Americans, more than – and I love this country, don't get me wrong. But I really feel like politically, consumer-wise, in so many different areas, we are the cattle that goes right down the chute. We go right into the box we're supposed to go into.
Yeah, it's easy.
You know, these women, like the commercial that goes, I'm a Black Friday ninja.
Right.
You know, and we create this consumer.
Created is the word.
Orgy of just, I'm so tired of
May
it.
May I play a Black Friday spot?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is one that it's just so bad on every level because it's reinforcing all this bad stuff. And it's that horrible Rebecca Black song from this summer.
It's Black Friday, gotta go to Kohl's on Black Friday. Everybody's going there at midnight.
Hate it. I hate the bad comedian lady that's doing the Target commercials.
Yes.
And incidentally, you know, Patton, no offense. I know you think she's funny, but she did my show. Did she ever do your show?
No.
She's just weird. Creepy, scary,
you expect
weird.
That from
what's her name again?
I don't even give a rat's ass, but she's long on the scary and short on the funny.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, hey, I've got this little look, and that's the way I'm going to
do everything. I got an overwhelming impression that if you were to spend an evening with her, you might wake up with your kidneys gone and a message written in lipstick on the mirror.
She's just weird. I feel, though, it's like, okay, Friday, we're supposed to all go out and buy stuff and buy lots of stuff. Mm-hmm. And we're not supposed to buy stuff at any like mom and pop. We're supposed to buy stuff at the big box stores.
And you're supposed to
wait out.
Because
they've got these incredible deals.
You're supposed to wait out in line immediately after dinner.
It's just, I've had it. It's such crap.
A lot of
it's
the motivation for deals, but you're right. They do follow like sheep. And Rob's point was good as well. I think people just fall into this because they think they're supposed to.
And, you know, on the Today Show, they have this segment where they talk to Dr. Nancy Snyderman.
The expert. experts, Mike.
And they're the professionals.
The professionals. Right.
And they have and then they have Star Jones.
And Donny
Star
Deutsch.
Jones did like a commercial for it. Like Friday.
Oh, she loves it.
We start talking about we're gonna be in line. And then Nancy Snyderman, who I have a lot of respect for,
love her.
Who I think hates that segment,
yes,
to be honest.
I'm sure. Oh, yeah.
And she said, I find it completely tasteless.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's right.
She was right.
I mean, it's just I don't know.
I think people are starting to turn against it as well, slowly in little bits, but I think that this thing Saturday with the small businesses, and I think the people rebelling against hearing that Target is opening on Thanksgiving Day, I think this rebellion is the start of maybe turning back this tide.
Well, here's my point.
I detest it from a personal level. Do you know that Carrie has to go to work? Has to.
Right.
She is mandated to be at her store at midnight Thanksgiving Thursday.
And here's
Friday.
The deal. Right. Our Congress can't get together on figuring out our problem. We're supposedly on the verge of this economic disaster. What is it? What's it going to be, America? You know, is it going to be, are we struggling? Mm-hmm. Are we hurting? Mm-hmm. Or are we not? You know, and I'd like to really know. I'd like to really know while we have this orgy of consumerism, you know? Right. I mean, it's just, it kills me. Now, do we sell stuff on this show? Yeah, of course we sell stuff on this show. Yeah. That's what we do because we're, you know, we're
making
doing
a
that.
Living.
That's how we feed our families. That's what we do. So we're part of that, too. We have a holiday end of the year fundraiser. But I tell you, sometimes I feel like, am I obligated? Is the media telling me, are these commercials telling me I have to show up on Friday? And it's not just the commercials. It's every news story that's saying, well, the malls are going to be, it's like,
but again,
stop.
It's easy. It's path of least resistance.
It's totally
and we've,
easy.
Not having
and
a
we've
thing.
Totally yeah. developed into this. Much of the news copy you will hear tomorrow on the morning shows, on the good morning shows, will have been written years ago.
Right.
Because it hasn't changed.
I wrote it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it happens.
Rob has said this for years. The path of least resistance. Right. It is the easy story.
You don't have to think.
And it's like,
because the people, the Kohl's and the Targets and the Walmarts are handing them these stories.
Mm-hmm.
They're handing them to them. And
right.
they say,
it's true.
Oh, you know what? Let's do this.
Yeah,
and they
we'll
the
send our truck. We'll send our truck out to your
and
mall.
And I think a lot of them have the attitude, and it's okay because it's the holidays.
Right.
So we really don't have to serve the people anymore.
Right.
Let's just it'll be one of those shows where Matt's in a turtleneck, which means they've pre-recorded it. God forbid we have some sort of national disaster at 8:30 on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving because Matt's in a turtleneck
or
he can't cover
the
it.
The idea of writing a newscast the day before.
It's ridiculous.
It's
preparing, preparing a list.
It's crazy, and I hate that.
Like trying to prepare a list of topical audio.
Are we hypocrites? Yeah. We are. We're terrible hypocrites.
No, because
we're
not
as bad,
we don't paint ourselves as people that serve the public, and also
rightly so.
And even
we serve our public.
Yeah, we do.
We help them. I don't know that we serve them, and
but
also,
they serve us as well. It's kind of a partnership.
And
that's
the magical
the
thing is you say, yeah, sure, we sell stuff, but when's the last time Kohl's has given you 68 minutes of great entertainment?
You're damn
and
right.
And we do
Rob.
It every day.
That's right,
goddamn
Rob.
Right.
I just shop on Amazon.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've actually put up a Black Friday banner on our website, so you don't have to go anywhere.
Right.
You can do it right through MicroManiaShow.com.
Yeah, I bought a 3D Blu-ray DVD player for $87 for my brother-in-law, which was originally $168 for Christmas. I've already done that.
I bought a 2D Blu-ray player. It's so thin.
I am hoping that I can refinance my house, but I'm one of the people that is qualified as underwater.
Mm-hmm.
I am making less money than I have made in 35 years of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I am not in a hurry to go out and run out to the shopping
mall.
Good
for you.
I really would like to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I am considering myself. Now, what are you playing that
You're
for?
Underwater,
You're
Mike.
Underwater,
Mike.
Yeah. Underwater.
I am underwater.
Water.
Water. And the fact is, I really consider myself lucky because I have this job,
and
we are growing, and we are very happy with the way this job is going, although I'd like to kick you all in the ass. That's what I'd like to do.
Yes,
seriously,
course.
I would. I'd like to kick everybody in the ass so we can do better than we're doing. And I mean that. And there's the lecture. So anyway.
A little lengthy this year, don't you think?
But I really, really, I get confused. I just get confused with we're all, many Americans in the news are in this situation. And then on the whole, it's like, it's the biggest sale of the year.
And it's really turning around.
I'm confused.
Well, they're trying to have it both.
I feel manipulated and I feel confused.
Well, they are trying to manipulate you, but you don't have to fall for it. And the other thing is that they're trying to have it both ways. They're telling you that the economy is bad, and it really is. But at the same time, people desperate for a good buy with their limited dollars are looking for sales.
Yeah.
And that's why the machine just feeds itself.
And they're trying to build up sales because they think that will also bolster the economy.
Right.
But if you don't have the money to bolster the economy can't be bolstered.
Well, anyway, let's move on to the holiday itself.
It's a cycle.
Everybody has a dysfunctional family. Let's go around the room right now. RJ, you are traveling. Where are you headed for Thanksgiving?
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
He's going to Alabama.
Nice.
Alabama.
Nice.
Rob, I was wondering if for RJ's trip down to Alabama, if there might be a particular artist that you would have in your iPod. Now, you should know this.
Oh, of course.
A particular artist that you might have to celebrate RJ's trip down to Tuscaloosa. Who's going to be down there, RJ?
My mother-in-law and my children's will be with
me. Now, when you say mother-in-law, you mean your ex-mother-in-law.
That's correct.
Now, RJ's got a very interesting...
That's interesting.
See, I wrote down, everyone's family is dysfunctional. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's true. Everybody's is. But yours is a little more so than... You don't know if the ex-Mrs. RJ might be...
She might be there, but I've had this relationship with my mother-in-law and my ex's sisters and family since before we got divorced, and it still continues.
Doesn't your ex's family like you more than they actually like her?
Oh, well, if you really want to bring that up, Oscar,
I wonder. How could you forget?
Turn it up.
Yes,
it was less than a month ago we were on that bus.
Yes.
You're the man. I can't believe it. So you're going to be down there?
RJ is such a good guy. Oh, his family's, his ex-wife's family likes him more than they like the daughter.
Right.
Well, come on now. You know.
It's true.
It's their daughter, though, too. So, you know.
So what are the odds? What do you think the odds are that the ex-wife will be there?
Pretty good. She lives in Birmingham, so.
So she'll be there?
Probably.
Are you bringing your F-buddy?
Of course not.
The Chippy? The Chippy
bringing
would love
my children.
Trip.
Well, all I want to know
my what
is,
buddy was that?
What's the music that's going to play when RJ hits the road to Alabama?
Oh! Oh! Oh, I thought you wanted Alabama, the band Alabama.
No!
Oh.
You got
no,
it now,
you
Rob.
Dumbass!
Yeah, it's me. It's dumb.
God, come on. We normally have one brain. What's the matter? You know what it is?
What?
He's already...
Rob
was... Let me just say.
Punted.
We're taping this show on Tuesday, and Rob was the catalyst for doing it.
Yeah.
Rob loves this holiday and wants to...
I'd like... Can we do 12 shows on Saturday, and then I won't come in during the month of November?
That's it. And he's already gone.
I needed Wednesday off to practice my f***ing mind reading.
Oh, my God.
Oh. It's the holidays.
Here we go. It's for RJ going to Alabama.
Way down on the levee.
Yeah. There we go.
Everybody else knew it, Rob. But you haven't. That's the only thing that matters.
God, I wish I was everyone else.
He gets so defensive.
He does. He does. That's part of the charm, though. I love that.
He's writing down his own swear word.
What's he writing down?
His own swear word.
What are you
word.
Doing over there?
So jotting down a resignation.
Oh.
Oh, here we go. Hear them suffer. See that move against song.
That's the whole reason I wanted to play it.
Your real pal, way down to the levee. I said the levee. Oh, that shoveling frog.
All right.
It's a black and white song, Oscar.
Oh. Yeah. See, Rob.
It's simply great. Nate, waiting on the levee, waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
Okay. So, good luck in Alabama.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Have a great trip.
Sounds
Rob Spiewak, where are you traveling? For
Centerville.
Yay.
But we're going first class.
Still inside that 30-mile circle.
This is the music Rob will be playing when he's heading out to Centerville, Virginia.
It's about halfway. You know what? Centerville's about the halfway mark for my commute to work, so it'll be a nice trip. Come right up Route 20. Oh, watch them shuffling along. Play that music and song.
Jesus Christ.
Your real pal. Out of the levee.
Okay.
Now, I said the levee.
Now you've gone too far.
You're right.
All right. Very good. So Rob's going to Centerville. You've got
45 people. Wow. I'm going to my Uncle George's house. Mm-hmm. I think we've got two turkeys and two hams. I'm mashing 25 pounds of potatoes for this thing and creaming 3 pounds of onions.
Wow. Very, very good.
And the whole family, save for Lina and David's crew, should be there.
That's
very,
good.
Very excited.
That's kind of fun to have that massive group of people.
And I've not done a big Thanksgiving in probably 5 years, and it's been 10 years since I haven't cooked a turkey.
Wow.
And I'm already kind of missing it, so
sure.
I'm going to do some.
And is there with your Christmas. With your kind of white bread family,
right?
With not a lot of country, there won't be. There's not even the slightest chance of any real dysfunction in a scene or somebody getting really like sloppy.
No,
drunk.
And you know what? Because for years we had a dry Thanksgiving because Big Daddy was a teetotaler.
Okay,
and
right.
So I know there's going to be beer.
Was
and
he
wine
a teetotaler
there.
By religion, or was he teetotaler because he was
reformed? He had no.
What's a teetotaler?
No drinking. No drinking at all. You don't know what a teetotal is?
Not only is he not familiar with the word, he doesn't know the concept.
This is a perfect pre-Thanksgiving show. Everybody's bringing to the table all of their weaknesses simultaneously. That's we'll explain it to you in a minute.
You told us to bring a dish.
Yes, that's right. So
he had a few drunken relatives when he was a kid. He hated the effects of alcohol.
Oh, so he never drank.
Never touched the stuff.
That's amazing.
And he was a decidedly anti-alcohol.
How did he handle you? Like, when wouldn't you do your green bottles in the house?
I hid in the basement.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he even know that there was
He booze? May have, but he had the courtesy. I had the courtesy not to drink in front of him. He had the courtesy not to bring it
You
up.
Know what that's like for us? It's called straight edge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't do anything.
Uh-huh. Right.
So will anybody, did that carry on to the whole family? Or?
No, we all drank. And I know that I actually called George to make sure that the beer was acceptable.
But with 45 people, is there a chance, is there anybody that might get a little, is there a potential for it, or is it pretty much clean?
It will never happen.
It'll never happen.
I mean, we'll all make fun of Sam, because we always do, and that'll defuse everything. And it's good. The big deal is that my cousin Dan got engaged, so I think we're going to meet Katie.
Is Philip going to be there?
Philip will be there.
Okay,
he'll be
good.
Selling plates.
He's talking about dinner plates full of turkey. all right, so that's, when you're teetotaler, is you drink tea as opposed to booze, and it's an expression that is used to talk about somebody that doesn't drink.
Right. Cool.
All right, Santana family Thanksgiving. What's
happening? It's going to be an only, and all my responsibilities are, I'm going to do dick. I got nothing.
Hey,
I just show up.
Mm-hmm. How many people will be there?
It's going to be my sister. Probably 8 people. It's pretty big. Everybody's coming into town. Thanksgiving for us is a lot of fun, but this is going to be the first Thanksgiving that I'm not going to have Kara with me.
So it's a little drag.
Well, it's kind of sucks.
Yeah, when you're the I've been there many times, so don't worry about it. It's actually not a bad holiday when you're the single guy, when you're the lonely guy.
Yes.
It's actually kind of cool, because that's when you rely on your family.
Oh, and I can slink away as well.
But won't you end up drinking and sleeping there?
Oh, of course.
Okay, so you absolutely don't need to really see
I remember
far away.
The first time, and this is I might get emotional telling this story, because I think I've told it before, but it's the first time that I ever really thought, hey, my sister actually loves me and actually thinks I'm a good guy. And I'm driving away from her house up in New Jersey, and it was another relationship that had gone bad. Yeah. It might have been a relationship where it was a marriage, or it might have been a relationship in between marriages.
Right,
yeah. I don't know. But it was another one, and I was Uncle Mike.
Yeah.
Coming up again, Uncle Mike,
another
all by himself,
pie.
And I was very frustrated. And I was just sad, and I was bummed, and I was... It was after my marriage, and I was running myself down because I was so self-conscious of not being in a relationship that I constantly referred to it. Same way fat people refer to the fact that they're fat.
Yeah. Right.
But I went on and on.
So were you doing both?
And I was doing, I wasn't as fat. Yes.
Maybe she left me because I was fat.
That's right.
What'd your sister say?
I was sitting there, and she was driving me to the train station.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even looking at her.
Did she have
a
picture of the train for you?
And I was driving to the train station with her. I was going on and on and on and on about how, I'm just never going to be in a relationship. Blah, blah. And I look over, and she's sobbing. She said, I hate it when you talk like this. You're such a good guy, and nobody knows it, and you don't even know it yourself. And I was like, blown away, and it came out of nowhere. My sister's not an emotional person that way, and dropped me off at the train. And I remember I kept that with me for a long time, that somebody cared that much about
me,
and it felt good. So use your family to build you up when you're feeling lonely, because you're just, you're a few weeks away from probably, meeting Mrs. Santana.
And from everything I hear, your family's quite fond of you.
Yeah, they're great.
That's right.
Will your dad be back?
No.
Oh, no.
Buzz Burbank staying in town, heading out of town.
Sorry.
I thought I'm going to be sitting in my car having a bologna sandwich.
What?
It's a nice car, Buzz.
No, you're going into the woods, right?
Yeah, that's true. But I want to say, first of all, I'm jealous. I am jealous of Rob's Thanksgiving, because I remember as a kid, I had like 1,000 cousins and aunts and uncles, and we'd all get together and we'd do a ping pong table, really, and put tablecloths over it.
Charlie Brown.
And so it was a huge table for everybody to sit around, and then there were additional smaller tables for the kids, and I missed those big Thanksgivings. And
I do too.
As an adult, I tried to replicate that on a smaller scale by getting together with friends. But one of the things you find out over time is that friends go away. They move. They just disappear. Yes, some pass away prematurely.
Let me ask you a very serious question.
Sure.
Do you, being without kids, do you ever, around holidays,
yes,
Christmas, do you ever have a little bit of, hey, I wish maybe, do you ever think of that?
Because if
there was going to be a time when you'd think like that, I wonder if you'd
I wish there was more family. And, there are moments where I do enjoy other people's kids, and I'm going to be careful how I say that. Yeah. But I mean, I do.
Horseplay, Mike.
There's a little girl who lives next door. It's fun to give her gifts for present for
wait,
Christmas.
Hold on, Citizen X.
I've had nephews that you know, it's fun to go online and figure out what toys are ideal for them or what they'd like. Yeah, yeah. It is. And then
back to designing defenses.
Last Christmas, being able to read The Night Before Christmas to Maya.
Right.
So I get a little.
I hope not alone.
I get a little taste of what.
Oh, yeah, when I'm done.
But you don't miss it. You don't regret.
No, overall, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
But I do wish there was more family.
What are these two doing
that.
Over here? What are they doing?
We're just making pedophile
We're painting
jokes.
An awful, awful picture.
Are you doing a pedophile thing?
Yes. I said, he said it was fun to read The Night Before Christmas to Maya, and Oscar said, hopefully not alone.
Right.
And I said, I'll call you when I'm done, Mark.
That's
terrible. Yeah, that is awful.
You're going to friend's house. You said that
before
on the show.
Actually, a lot of people I don't know. The only person mainly one person I know at this thing is a former next-door neighbor who's invited us to this affair.
But a stranger is just a friend you haven't met yet.
Exactly, Rob.
How many people do you know?
10, 12 altogether.
12 is a pretty ideal.
Counting the kids. There'll be like 3 or 4 kids there.
12 is an ideal number for the
Mark Ronick, we asked you before.
Yeah, at my parents' house, 17 people there.
17 people.
That's a good number.
Several kids. My aunt, who's really more like my sister. She's like 6 years older than me. So she's got 3 kids. So the kids go
Peter?
Off and play. And no, not Peter.
Aww. At the O'Mara house, I'm making dinner for 6 or 7 people.
Mm-hmm.
Carla's mom and her niece and nephew. And also Carla's co-worker, Joey, is coming over. And maybe a couple more orphans. We're not sure
that's
in the last
awesome.
Minute.
Nice. How big
and
is your bird?
18-pound bird.
You know, that's ideal size.
Got an 18-pound butterball. Looking forward to that. And I just wanted to say, as far as thanks, and I always like to say this around Thanksgiving time, that I think that we all really should be thankful for a number of things. We should be thankful that no matter what we are going through in this country, I still have moments where I realize that this is truly the best place to be.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
In anywhere else in the world.
And that there is hope.
There is hope, and there is a great country. I think we should be thankful for the fact that a lot of the bad guys that have tried to blow the crap out of us over the last 10 years, we got a couple of them this year.
Yeah.
And they're no longer going to be the scourge of the world that we're going to have. Mm-hmm. I think we really ought to be thankful for the fact that that we actually do have people that try to help us. You know, that there are people out there
people.
That are trying to do the right thing. And we should be thankful for our families and be thankful for, you know, those people that are our friends. I think that's very, very important. I am thankful to the people that support this show.
Oh, yes.
Because
I'd
say this to people all the time. I am not doing cartwheels to get back into the radio business. I talk to people all the time.
Neither am I.
And I never say never, and I don't predict the future, but I tell you, I love doing this podcast more than anything, and I love the feedback I get from everybody on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's absolutely incredible how kind and how supportive people are. Every single day, there's not a person in this room that does not get a piece of positive feedback from one of you in our listening audience. And it means the world to us.
It sure
you
does.
Are all so kind and generous and loving and decent to all of us people that in many cases, we would be no longer able to ply our trade at all if this little land of the internet did not exist for us.
Exclamation mark.
And that's the number one thing I wanted to say to the people that listen to this show. For your support of all our advertisers, for your support of the products that we make available to you, you keep us going, and now we're all feeding our families doing this, and we are so grateful, and we appreciate the feedback. Keep it coming. That's what I wanted to say I'm thankful
Very
for.
Very cool. There is nothing in my life, and I mean this sincerely, nothing more important than family. But I consider everyone in this room my family.
Yes.
I'm very thankful.
We all have each other's backs.
Thankful for all you guys.
We fight like brothers.
Making this happen, because this is pretty great for all of us.
It
so
is.
Thank you. And, of course, the listeners, too. They're part of the family.
When we come back, we're going to open a little bit, have a small version of the audio vault for the day before Thanksgiving. And
Yay.
I also want to have a very serious discussion about Thanksgiving desserts. I like to call it the forgotten sugar. I think it's BS. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you why in a little bit. We'll be right back. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. This segment is brought to you by Moore Broadcasting's Football Beat Show. Every Tuesday afternoon, the Football Beat Show features Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
It brings you the latest news and player info hosted by our good friend Luke Tranquilli of BFTFantasyFootball.com.
Come on.
It's the Football Beat Show podcast.
You love it, Michael?
I'm coming from the grave.
Wow.
Tuesday afternoons. Available at morebroadcasting.com/football. And
Do you want some, that was
do you want some milk?
That's not too soon.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. I think
that
might...
was, yes, the drugged
it's
up
funny
Michael
just
Jackson.
Because of the nice message you had going out yeah, into the commercial
you need
break.
That
and keep in mind, this isn't going to air until tomorrow, so that might not be
that's
too soon.
True.
I know. Welcome back. We're going to open up the audio vault. Before I do that, I wrote this down this morning, and I said, serious talk about dessert. Think out of the box. And here's what I'd like. Okay. And it's not going to happen on my Thanksgiving table, and it probably won't happen on a lot of people's. But Jesus, why can't people think out of the box for Thanksgiving dessert?
We have
that fantastic turkey. Mm-hmm. We have that stuffing. We have all that great stuff that everybody really, really loves. Mm-hmm. And then we just punt dessert.
Well, a lot
and
of somebody times there's
puts
no room.
Somebody puts a pie that looks like diarrhea in the middle of the table.
Well, you see, that's not
pumpkin
the,
pie.
That's called pumpkin,
well, you know, pumpkin pie is tasty, but
pumpkin pie, and that's exactly what. You know what? When a food person on one of the food shows says tasty, I know they're eating dog food.
Okay,
I want
but
something
one
that's
of
gonna
my
make
all-time
me erect.
One of my all-time favorite erection-inducing desserts is actually key to Thanksgiving: the pecan pie.
Oh yeah,
don't you like pecan pie?
Yeah, but Ryan,
and it's Ken Carey makes and a chocolate pecan
but
pie.
But wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it just be nice if you went to a Thanksgiving dinner and then you're all done, you're sitting there, you all tryptophaned out, and they say that doesn't make you fall asleep. I think it does. I still think it does. And you're sitting there, and you take a little break, and then there's something just amazing.
What would you like?
Something that's not a pie. Something that's not a cake.
I love
how about
pie.
Like a creme brulee?
My mom makes flan.
Now you're talking.
Yeah. Flan.
Flan.
Which is essentially a creme brulee.
I'd love to have the dessert at your house. That'd be fantastic. The other Hispanic in the room is summing up.
Okay. Bring some flan.
How about this, Mike? How about we'll take flan, we'll make it creme brulee, which is essentially just charring
custard,
the top.
Yeah.
Right.
But serve it on a layer of pumpkin. Then how are you thinking?
And then stick chocolate swirl ice cream in it.
At Crohn's, they got that rich dark chocolate.
Yeah, drips right off your chin.
How about that? What if you incorporated pumpkin as a nod to traditionalism?
I guess maybe what I'm saying is I'm not all that much of a pie person.
Oh, I love
well,
pie.
Well, you should.
I'm an ice cream person.
I am when it comes to fruit pies, especially. I mean, I love apple pie. I think a good apple pie or cherry pie, you can't beat it.
Really?
I love, you know, it's moist
what, and ice
explosive
cream?
With flavor, but
ice cream on a pie.
There is a Thanksgiving, traditional Thanksgiving dessert that does make me aroused.
What's that?
Mince pie.
Mince meat?
Really?
Formerly called mincemeat pie because it used to have beef in it, but it doesn't generally anymore.
What is mincemeat pie?
You know what? So many people hate it or are afraid of it, and it is bits of apple and raisins cooked with a ton of spices in a pie. It explodes with flavor because of the cloves and the cinnamon.
Cloves,
and oh, my
goodness. It's almost like a pickled fruit pie.
Really?
It's very good.
And what are you saying?
It offsets the crust.
You should have accepted my invitation to Thanksgiving because
what are you having?
Well, Melissa's always asked to make dessert. She's making a Belgian chocolate hazelnut cheesecake.
Ooh, now that is out of the box.
That is out of the box.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's
something unique.
Is American chocolate not good enough for her?
No. I think you know what? I think the pumpkin pie is the cop out of all cop outs.
See, I love pumpkin
pie. It's a
look
can that. Of
I
that.
Used to, but I
that's
not
what she
anymore.
Makes.
That's awesome.
And also keep in mind, Mike, there are S pies and there's good pumpkin pie. If you go to the trouble.
How dare you?
Yes, there are.
No, pumpkin pie sucks.
I don't
Where
know.
Do you buy these pies?
But you buy them at the grocery store.
The American grocery.
Don't make me sound like an idiot.
You buy them at the grocery store, but I don't know.
What is that about? Say your name.
Idiot.
Well, anyway. All right, let me see. Serious talking about dessert. We did that. Yeah. Beverage of choice. Real quick, rapid fire. Beverage of choice. Pre-game. What are you going to be drinking on Thanksgiving? Rob
Clearly it's going to be Beck's.
Beck's beer.
I'll switch to something brown later.
Oscar Santana, what are you going to be
I'm
doing?
I'm going to have beer and Coke.
Beer and Coke?
Mixed. That's a bad mix.
Beer and Coke mixed?
Yeah.
You're going to put beer and Coke together?
Yeah, I mix them up.
Really?
Yeah, and he was afraid I would make him sound like an idiot.
And a lime?
Yeah. It's fabulous.
Really?
Yeah.
It's fabulous.
And Buzz Burbank.
Vodka.
You do your regular vodka, keep it in control, Mark
Bronick? I'll do some beer, but I'll also have some scotch.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah, my brother's a big scotch guy, so I'll probably have a drink.
Is Eric going to be at the dinner?
He is.
That's great.
We ask him about that thing?
Yeah, we're going to talk.
We're going to get a definitive answer on that?
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
You got a lot of things to do.
Oh, I know. I always
do. This holiday weekend. Anyway.
What are you drinking?
Heroin, as usual.
Just liquid heroin?
Yes. Let's open up the audio vault. We got a real quickie audio vault to get to today.
Do you have time for one tape, but it is a telemarketer tape?
Yes, go ahead.
We spun this on the bonus show a couple weeks ago,
but
I wanted to make sure everyone heard it. I like this one because it's a great topic. Radio survey guy calls me at home.
Oh,
and
great.
I do like the radio business. So here is a prank phone call. Not a prank, a telemarketer call. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. On the phone.
My name is John Casey, and I'm from Washington, D.C. Rating Center. We're the people that rate the radio stations, and we called you a while ago with a radio station survey just to find out what stations you listen to, and now we would like to get your opinion on music. It takes about 5 minutes.
Great. Would it be okay if I taped this call?
Great. Go ahead. Waiting on you, pal.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Can you tell me what radio stations have you listened to during the past 7 days?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. What radio stations have you listened to during the past 7 days?
I listened to KCJJ.
KCJJ. Okay, KCJJ. I don't find it here. Any others?
Look again for KCJJ. I listen every day.
Okay, do you know the frequency number?
The frequency?
Yes, sir.
I just told you I listen every day.
KCJJ.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty frequent, isn't it?
Okay, any others that you listen to?
I listen to a lot of internet radio.
Okay, what about traditional radio?
Traditional?
Yes, sir.
I'm not a very traditional guy.
I understand. But is there any have you listened to anything traditional?
Oh, lots of that. Hey, here's a question. Do you have a moment?
Yes, sir, I do have.
What radio do you listen to?
I can't say, because otherwise I'll be biasing the service. Okay.
Oh, right on, Jackson. Where are you calling from?
No, I'm serious. I'm calling all the way from New York.
New York, huh?
Yes, sir.
The Big Apple. Are you in New York City or New York State?
New York City.
Wow. Can you see the Empire State Building from where you're sitting?
No, sir. I'm in Long Island City.
Long Island City, so that your story has changed.
No, New York, but it's Long Island City.
But you said New York City.
You just wore him out.
Long Island City where we're at.
Well, first of all, don't end a sentence with a preposition, and don't you think you owe me an apology for that lie?
For which lie, sir?
For lying and telling me which you were in New York City.
I am in New York City, sir.
But you're in Long Island City, and there's no Empire State Building there.
You know, when you say, let's say, you say New York City, it's the whole thing. Long Island City is part of New York City.
Well, the next thing you'll be telling me that Brooklyn is the same thing, and so is Queens.
They all belong to New York City, correct?
No. They're different, right?
I would consider they're just boroughs, but they all everything is New York.
I don't understand. When I used to watch Welcome Back, Kotter, it would say Welcome to Brooklyn, the fourth largest city in America.
You still remember Welcome Back, Kotter?
You don't?
I do.
Okay. How old are you, and what's your name anyway?
That's what John Travolta got his first start.
That's right. What's your name?
His first start.
John Casey, sir.
That's right. And how old are you, John? 50?
Wow.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. That means you were born in 1961.
Correct.
What is your astrological sign?
Taurus.
Taurus. Yes, the bull.
The bull. Yeah, got it.
What do you think about astrology? Do you think it accurately predicts your personality?
Say it again?
Never mind. Okay. What are you wearing?
Yes, sir. Can you tell me what radio stations you have listened to during the last couple
of years? Here we go.
Sure. KCJJ.
Uh-huh. Any others?
All hit 105 WAVA.
105 W. Okay.
I like the Lou Katz show, but I also like Shadow Smith.
Okay. Any others that you listen to?
Yeah, I like Tom Gager.
Okay. Anything have you listened to for music in the last 7 days?
For music, I like the American Top 40 with Casey Kasem. And I also listen. What's that?
The frequency number? Or the call letters or the slogan of the radio station?
I think the slogan was, listen to us or we'll kill you.
Listen to us or we'll kill you?
Yeah.
Okay, I can't find that slogan here.
No, I can't find that slogan.
Maybe something list. I could find on the radio?
Hey, if you're in New York, have you ever listened to Scott Shannon?
Yes, sir.
Did you know he's 120 years old? He is.
Be real. 120. That
he is 120 years old. You know his youthful sidekick, Todd? Todd is 82.
They don't look at that old, sir.
No. So you do listen to Scott Shannon?
Once in a while when I have a chance.
Ah, did you not just bias the survey?
You're trying to get me fired, sir.
No. I won't get you fired about Scott Shannon, but I'm concerned about the lie you told about New York City.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sir.
Hold on. Hey, John Casey.
Yes, sir.
Do you ever look at television?
Sir, I can't say a word. You're going to be in trouble.
No, you're not going to be in trouble if you tell me this. Who do you like better, Leno or Letterman?
Letterman.
Letterman, all right. Who do you think is a better dancer, Leno or Letterman?
I never seen him dancing.
Okay, well, who do you think would be a better dancer, Leno or Letterman?
Never seen him dance.
Okay, I'm asking you to think.
Okay.
Who do you think would be a better dancer, Leno or Letterman?
I say Letterman.
You see, that's the wrong answer. The correct answer was Conan O'Brien.
But you didn't say Conan O'Brien.
Yes, but if you had been thinking outside the box, this is why we can't use you in my company, John. You don't think outside the box.
Well, okay.
What are you wearing right now? Tell me. Don't think about it. Just tell me.
My supervisor keeps telling me that I'm taking too long on the call.
No, no. Tell me what you're wearing.
A shirt, a pants, a shoe.
What kind of shirt?
Long sleeve shirt.
You know what we need to get you? We need to get you a pirate shirt.
Pirate?
Yeah, don't you want to dress like a pirate?
Halloween's over.
I know. That's what's so great about it. You could be the will-o'-the-wisp of the bounding main out there in the ocean, and then when people said, where are you, you wouldn't say New York. You would say, the Atlantic Ocean is my address.
The Atlantic Lotion.
Not the Atlantic Lotion.
I have to end the call. Thank you. Have a beautiful day. Thank
hey,
you.
Do you have any of that Atlantic Lotion?
Of course I have heard of Atlantic Ocean.
No, no. I want some of that Atlantic Lotion. I've got very dry skin. Do you have dry skin?
I understand, sir. Thank you very much for your time. Have a beautiful
Hey, John, do you have dry skin?
No, sir.
No? I get a terrible bout with it. Behind my ears.
I understand, sir. Thank you very much.
So do you live in Queens?
I can't take no more time.
You can take plenty of time because you called me. What do you say I come up there and you and I get together? How would you like that?
I don't know. You already called me a liar. You called me okay.
Yeah, but I think if we get together, we could work things out. How about you and me, and we could get a couple of beers and take in a show.
But you insult me, now you better give me candy, right?
Have you seen Jersey Boys?
Thank you. Have a beautiful day. Thank you, sir.
Listen, don't you want to see a show?
And there he goes.
The thing about John is he's so lovely.
That is fantastic.
He won't allow himself to be
Close
held.
It up, Mark Rodinger.
Great job, Rod.
That was nice. Crafted.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
I have my dog pet, you know, like hearing a high-pitched whistle, just listening to that whole thing. We'll come back and wrap this thing up with news right after that. Great job, Rob. We'll be right back. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. You know what? I listen to it, and I'm amused, and I laugh, but I'm fascinated.
Right.
Because it's a study in human communication.
Yes, right. Exactly.
You engage him, and then he's yours. You actually have that guy, and suddenly it stops becoming a survey taker. And he is really engaged with you, and then it's hysterical.
I love
it. Because, you know, a guy like that, and then he just answers all your questions.
The secret is you got to get him off the script.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then the other thing is when you're listening, and I'm not trying to tell you how to do your job, which I guess is listening, but you have to remember this guy, he doesn't want to do any of this.
Right.
And he's putting up with so much crap.
Right. Right.
How much will they endure? About, I mean, really. He thought that I thought Scott Shannon was 120.
Yeah, and
he was going to argue it.
But part of the thing is, I think at the end of it, he probably has it. That's probably a good time
that
for him.
That was a good day.
That's probably a good time for him when he gets done.
He was
that.
Laughing about that later.
Let's open up the news sound and get Buzz in here. It's time for our last look at news before we take a little Thanksgiving break, and we hope yours is special too. Take it away, Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. That is where you'll find the all new Kindle Fire. Kindle Fire is movies, TV, and the web, plus books and games and apps, and it's an affordable gift starting at under $200. Get the Kindle Fire and all your holiday fun at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it and spread the word. You're saving money and supporting the show at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Turkey is warning the president of Syria that he cannot continue to oppress his people with tanks and guns.
I see what you did there.
The latest... Oh, wait, this is news from Turkey.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is a day for giving thanks for all that we have, or you could sit around and bitch about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A new study shows that complaining...
Thanksgiving Day.
Complaining can actually make you happier. Researchers figure that if you're worked up enough, maybe you'll change things for the better. The researchers
there's a song on there called Hallelujah.
There is?
Yeah, find it and don't hit it yet until I tell you to, and then I'm going to ask Buzz to repeat it.
This.
After IQ Buzz.
All right.
It says Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
I see it.
It should say, you see it?
Put
your finger on
it. Near
it. Don't hit it yet.
You got it.
Buzz, say it again.
Researchers are guessing that if you're worked up enough, maybe you'll change things for the better.
And complaining what?
and complaining can actually make you happier.
Carla! Complaining makes me happier, thank God.
Can you imagine?
Finally! Someone finally has acknowledged that complaining makes me happy.
I knew you
but
would.
But can you
this
imagine
study?
How you would be if you didn't complain?
Oh, my God. Oh. Anyway.
The researchers say that by giving thanks, you're saying you're happy with the way things are, even if you really aren't.
You're lying to yourself.
Up to now, the oatmeal's been okay.
And, right. You know, we often, especially these days, we often think that things are getting worse when really they're staying exactly the same.
I'm doing one thing. I'm buying into the hype. Yeah. I might be buying cheesecloth to put over the bird.
Ooh. No.
Yes.
You know, I mean.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Stick around.
What
for
is
this.
That? Like
around.
A onesie for your bird?
I mean, you got something
I
here?
I may have another tip for you.
Okay, go ahead.
But right mesh. Now.
Cotton fabric.
It's like a fabric you put over the bird and it seals in the jersey.
Right. And they talk about maybe turning the bird upside down to do that as well. Yes. Right?
If only there was something on the turkey that did that, like the skin.
Fear change.
You know what? If you put cheesecloth, that makes you a jerk.
Now I really want to do it.
Yeah, enjoy the burnt cotton.
In terms of the world in which we live, we often get the feeling that things have just gotten worse. They're going to hell in a handbasket. But really, they're not changing. They're exactly the same as they always have been. On this date in 1939, we were in a tizzy because of a cranberry shortage. Tons of cranberries had been yanked off the market in 1939 by the FDA and a voluntary recall because they'd been contaminated with some kind of weed killer.
And you the see? Bad thing is back then the cranberries were gray because it was black and white.
Yes, that's
and so
right.
It was hard to find them.
And yeah, cold.
Yeah, but very cold.
But dogs enjoyed Thanksgiving more.
It's being called...
Say your name!
Oscar?
It's being called the best Thanksgiving football lineup ever. Noon 30, unbeaten Green Bay at surging underdog Detroit.
I really, that the game I'm watching that I'm into is Detroit-Green Bay, and I really want Detroit to win.
After unimpressive starts for both teams, the Dolphins are in Dallas at 4:15, each team coming off a three-game winning streak.
How excited are you for that one,
yeah.
RJ?
Yeah! I wonder if RJ is going to take some... No, Rob, I'm
on
not.
To walk.
It's the game.
And at
8:20, funny, Rob.
Wasn't it?
Funny. That was. Yeah, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
At 8:20 p.m.
Kill me, Rob.
The 9-1 Niners are in Baltimore, and it's the Harbaughs.
He's just bitter because of the Jolson thing.
The Battle of the Harbaughs.
He'll be bitter the whole show for all right. That.
The whole holiday. Doing.
Okay, here, listen up, Mike.
We'll talk about that on Monday.
It's too late this year because your bird is already thawed. You bought an unfrozen bird.
Yes, I did.
But this may be the best tip we could share with anybody about Thanksgiving. Take this with you for the rest of your life. Don't thaw your turkey. You heard me. Unwrap it and stick it in the oven while it's still frozen. A food safety expert, this guy knows what he's talking about, recommends popping the frozen bird into the oven and turning it on to bake at 325. A 12 to 13 pound bird, that's pretty average. Yours is a little bigger this year.
Right.
A 12 to 13 pound bird will be ready in 4.5 to 5 hours, which means you can still serve it at what, 3 p.m?
But why? But what about getting the stuff out of it?
It's
going to
be dry and it's going to be...
No, because of the way you're putting it in frozen, and so it thaws from the outside in. You even leave the giblets in the middle of the bird, so everything cooks to exactly the right temperature. The breast comes out moist, and the dark meat comes out.
That is
out.
I would be willing... Black witchcraft.
Stop being so angry. I would be willing...
Makes me happy.
I would be willing to try it like for a non-Thanksgiving.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, this is the
just as an experiment.
This is the advice Butterball gives out every
Monday's
year
show.
For people who have forgotten to thaw their birds, but this food safety expert says really it's the best way to do it as far as getting the juiciest bird and one that's safe to serve.
It makes it impossible to stuff it.
I'm going to slather my bird with herb butter.
Mm-hmm. Bobby
that's
Flay.
What I'm doing, the Bobby Flay way, with nothing over it. I'm just going to put it in there.
Good. Yeah. The cheesecloth will make
it
you
in.
Weak.
And I might braise the wings.
I loved that idea.
What does that mean?
That means at a certain point when the breast meat is cooked, you take it out and you cut off the dark meat, which are the thighs, basically.
The
you cut the thighs off and you braise them in the cooking liquid that was left.
Braise is baking something in liquid.
Okay, that's all right.
Yes. Thanksgiving weekend is like the Woodstock of food.
That's okay, dear. Thank goodness we have cranberries this year, not like 39.
I tell you, say one thing about Rob, the bitch can cook.
Just doesn't pick up on the Al Jolson references. Not nearly fast enough.
Thanksgiving weekend is the...
You know what you got to close the show with today.
Oh, I got something better than
Jolson. Okay, all right. No problem.
Anyway, this weekend is like the Woodstock of food. It's 3 days, man. 3 days. It's not just about having turkey on Turkey Day. It's about having turkey and trimmings for the 3 days that follow.
Amen.
Surveys show that 2/3 of us will eat leftovers from the feast straight through Sunday, and the survey shows half of us love the leftovers so much we intentionally cook way too much food just so we'll have them.
Welcome to the O'Mara household.
18-pound bird.
And you know what? That's maybe the tragedy about going out, going to another house.
Right.
I will not have the full turkey to dine on.
I know. Well, they said, you get your own turkey. That's what I did.
Yeah, you get your own turkey. Cook it frozen.
Finally, Thanksgiving weekend, of course, is the start of the holiday season, and that means it's time to drag out the holiday movies. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation from 1989 is still a favorite, unless your name really happens to be Griswold. Some Griswolds contacted by UPI. I'm sure they were glad to get that phone call. United Press International called some Griswolds who are not amused by the reputation the movie has given their name. None of the New York Griswolds called by reporters say they plan to put up a lot of decorations. One says his dad tried to live up to the Chevy Chase standard, but, quote, he's a dentist. He tries to go up to the roof and do the lights, but it just doesn't work out.
That's funny.
Another Griswold is far more bitter, quoting him, "I don't even watch Chevy since he made these movies. This name has been in this country since the Revolution, and I'm pissed off." I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's terrific. That's it. Hey, have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and be safe out there if you have to drive a long distance. Our show today was brought to you by Mangrates, the Mangrates Grill Enhancement System. That's a slam dunk holiday gift for any griller. A Mangrate is 8 pounds of 100% man-made in America cast iron. Mm. They seal in the juices and give steakhouse grill marks, and now they come with the world's best grill brush bearing the logo of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cool.
Mangrates, just $19.99 each, plus shipping and handling. Get your Mangrates right here. Click the banner ad at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We'll see you Monday. Bye-bye.
God bless, everybody.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home.
Take a bus, take a train, go and hop an aeroplane, put the wife and kiddies in the front seat, and have a family car. For the pleasure that you bring when you make that doorbell ring, no trip could be too far.
I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for
Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie.
Some pumpkin pie.
From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore.
From Atlantic to Pacific,
gee, the traffic is terrific.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holiday. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam,
if you want to be happy in a million ways,
for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. For the holidays you can't beat home.
Harry Cohn. promo live from Mike O'Mara's house, and just want to do a quick reminder, don't forget, on Thanksgiving morning, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, the Mike O'Mara Show, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade viewing party, and live video chat.
Woohoo!
Thank you, Mike. We will see you there.
Thanksgiving.